Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Lok Sabha Speaker today virtually laid the foundation stone for the new Greenfield Airport in Kota, Rajasthan. In a video message on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that whenever air connectivity expands in a region, it accelerates the pace of overall development in that area. Mr. Modi said that before 2014, India had around 70 airports, but this number has now increased to more than 160. He added that the development of airports not only improves connectivity, but also promotes enterprise and tourism in nearby towns and cities.
Aaj ka din Kota, Bundi, Bara aur Jhalawar sahit pure Hadauti kshetra ke liye ek nayi aasha aur nayi uplabdhi ka din hai. Kareeb 1,500 crore rupaye se banne ja raha ye aadhunik airport aane wale samay mein pure kshetra ke vikas ko nayi gati dene wala hai.
Mr. Modi said enhanced air connectivity leads to greater economic activity and opens up new opportunities for growth. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla also addressed the program and highlighted the importance of the project. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually address the post-budget webinar on Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Fulfilling Aspirations of People, Education, Skills and University Townships on the 9th of this month. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting said the webinar will deliberate on key initiatives announced in the Union Budget 2026-27 to strengthen education, skills and animation, visual effects, gaming and comics, AVGC, and creator economy ecosystem in the country. The ministry said that the inaugural session will be addressed by the Prime Minister, outlining the vision behind the budgetary initiative for the AVGC creator economy, where creativity, culture and technology converge to drive growth, jobs and soft power. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various development projects worth over 1,129 crore rupees in Haridwar, Uttarakhand. On the occasion, the program titled Jan Jan Ki Sarkar Char Saal Bemisal was organized. To mark 4 years of the Uttarakhand government, a state-level exhibition has been set up at the event, showcasing the government's key achievements and major policy decisions. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up a resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla on Monday. The second leg of the budget session will begin from the 9th of this month. During the first leg of the budget session last month, the opposition had submitted a no-confidence notice to the Secretary-General of the Lok Sabha seeking the removal of the Speaker, accusing him of acting in a partisan manner. In Nepal, out of 165 constituencies, as of now, final results have been declared from 55 constituencies. Meanwhile, the counting of votes is ongoing in the remaining places. Rashtriya Swatantra Party is leading in 76 constituencies and under the first-past-the-post system. RSP has won 44 seats, Nepali Congress 6 and is leading in another 11, UML has 2 seats and is leading in 8, NCP has won 2 seats and is leading in 7, and Shram Sanskriti Party is leading in 4 constituencies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article written by Union Minister Annapurna Devi highlighting the role of women in nation building. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India's story has been shaped by the strength of its women, drawing from a rich historical legacy. He noted that the article underlines that care economy is an important foundation in India's journey towards becoming a developed nation. Railways has decided to run a special train in view of the ICC T20 World Cup final match to be held in Ahmedabad tomorrow between India and New Zealand. The decision has been taken considering the high airfares and unavailability of tickets for passengers who are willing to witness the final World Cup match. According to Railways, the special train will depart from New Delhi tonight at 11:45 p.m. and will reach Sabarmati tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. And world chess champion Di Gukej defeated Spain's David Anton Gujaro in the ninth and final round of the Masters section at the Prague International Chess Festival in the Czech Republic yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.